Change by Dominic Golding. Melbourne is a city of culture, a place that celebrates being the greatest multicultural city, a place I called home for 17 years, a place that taught me how Vietnamese I am, how Vietnamese I am not, how Australian I am. But having disabilities despite my BA honours, MA times 2 qualifications, I was not disabled enough, but not abled enough, according to my DES providers. 17 years in refugee work, Inc., 8 years in disability work. Yet little job security jumping from project, casual to casual work. A few hours here and a few days there. Then robo-debt and the cutting of my DSP. 'Cause I earned too much, they said. I got tired of the city of culture, where progressives were too busy policing each other, and saw that refugee asylum seeker advocacy was going nowhere. I fled the city, to the Canberra bubble, a tree change, I tell myself, to try to make change from the top of the system, as opposed to the bottom of the system. This former war orphan has always been a political animal. Canberra is good for promotion. It is a step up, they say. It was a step away, I tell myself. Canberra. Nice place. Cold, hot desert. Where at the airport people can play spot the polly as they disembark. Where Parliament House is as warm as the white marble floors, and as formal as the oil portraits of former PMs that grace the walls. And a statue of the Queen is a nice reminder to diners and visitors that the crown still rules for the Queen, the law, and the people. Sydney is a city of money. It is loud, brash, and old-school colonial settlement, a place to escape, soak in the smog and the masses, only to return to Canberra's quiet, quirkous bicolour swamp white oak tree-lined streets of the bush capital, and the joys of eating posh lunch at the National Press Club. My new role here, I'm still a minority, as all the CEOs of the disability, most disability policy advocates and national and ACT public service workers, reporters and middle managers, are white. A white, middle-class, heterosexual, family-centred. At least in Sydney and Melbourne, the POC diversity makes me invisible. Being a political animal in Canberra has not made me appreciate the game more. From being green and keen to jaded and cynical, as the spin and policy roundabout goes round and round, as the public service recruit change agents and operational technocrats who have no understanding of multiculturalism, diversity, disability, POC, beyond the buzzwords and the CALD definition, and clearly have not lived on the streets of Foots, Cabra or Dandy, but drive policy for the vulnerable. But the systemic advocacy world is the place to be, as the roundtables, focus groups, committees, Zoom conferences, meetings with ministers and press rat packs. My words count. And do have currency. 'Cause my lived experience is not the white, middle-class, heterosexual, family-centred majority. It is mine. An Australian, Vietnamese, former war orphan with dual disabilities adoptee who won't eat the Hoffman, Roberts, creamy baked IA vanilla slice unless it comes with black sesame ice cream and a lychee on top.